craft beer. Joining me is founder and CEO of Honeymoon Brewery, a female-founded Santa Fe-based badass brewery, changing the landscape, introducing a new class of alcoholic beverage. Welcome, Isla Bystrom-Williams. It's so nice to have you on our show today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you here and learn all about your story. Now, how the heck did you get into crafting beer?
Well, I'm from Santa Fe, and I moved to just north of Seattle, Washington after college, and ended up getting into the amazing craft beer scene there, brewing beer myself. And I was also doing a yoga work trade at the time. And, you know, the story that I have been telling people for a while is that I wasn't able to drink craft beer and go to yoga. They didn't work well together. So somebody introduced me to kombucha. And at that particular moment in the commercial kombucha space, kombucha was pulled from the shelves for showing elevated levels of alcohol, which was perfect for me and my yoga practice. And for those people out there who are not familiar with kombucha, it's a health beverage sold at pretty much every grocery store now. Before, it was just at Whole Foods or co-ops and stuff, but it's a fermented tea. Bacteria and yeast are used to ferment tea and cane sugar, producing a drink that's very effervescent and tart and delicious and full of probiotics and organic acids. So, you know, it's believed to have health benefits, but it's also just really enjoyable if you're a craft beer drinker like myself. It just sort of fits in the profile of wonderful things to drink. And so I started brewing kombucha at home along with beer brewing, and decided when I moved back to Santa Fe at the end of 2012 that I wanted to, you know, make a go of combining the processes and figuring out if there was a way to make an alcoholic kombucha like the good old days when you could buy it on the shelf. And so that's what I set out to do.
That's what you set out to do, and you made it happen. So tell us about your business then, and how then the story continued forward into being what you are today.
So I actually started in 2014 putting together a business plan. And one of the first things I did, oddly enough, now that we're here at the community college, is I came over to the NMSBDC that used to be here, the Small Business Development Center, and I pretty much grabbed every flyer they had on the wall about how to start a business, and spent a weekend you know, coming up with a business plan and figuring out how I was going to get funding and develop the idea and get organized. I started utilizing pretty much every small business resource there is in the state, from the incubator, the Santa Fe Business Incubator. I did their first startup weekend. And then I ended up utilizing the NMSBA, which is the technical assistance from the labs. And then as a result of working with Los Alamos National Labs to sort of see if I could create a product that had all the things going on in it that I wanted, we got into the Guardian magazine. Somebody just happened to do a story on us, and then we really got some serious traction. So then we kind of elevated from, you know, doing things here in Santa Fe like the BizMix competition to working with the incubator to then getting our first round of seed funding with ABQID, which is a very amazing resource for entrepreneurs in New Mexico. It's a lean accelerator where you basically vet and test your idea on a serious level before moving on to get future rounds of funding. You know, if people think they have like a crazy business idea, I can tell you firsthand, nothing sounds crazier than alcoholic kombucha when you're trying to test the market. But we actually found that people were ready for this, you know, kombucha drinkers and beer drinkers. Like, beer drinkers were looking for something that was maybe gluten-free or had some other benefit to it other than just making you feel good. And kombucha drinkers felt like me, like they wanted something a little bit more robust. So having that knowledge and that, and going through that vetting process set my partner, James Hill, and I up for sort of our big win, which was we entered into a national competition with Miller Coors and Damon John from Shark Tank. And we won first out of 15,000 national applicants. And, you know, it sounds a lot more intimidating than it actually was, because when we went through the ABQID process, not only did we do lean customer discovery, we also had a pitch coach for, you know, I think it was like 6 weeks. So I, you know, pitched a lot. And by the time I went through the MillerCoors competition, pitching was sort of second nature. But really what I tell people had us win the competition is that we vetted the market. So our idea didn't sound like it just came out of our heads. You know, we actually had hard data of other people wanting this product and that it would do well on the market. And so, yeah, that's kind of how we got to where we are today.
Wow. One incredible story. And so let's go back a bit and talk about this Lean Accelerator mm-hmm. program for entrepreneurs like you that might be wanting to start their own businesses. Tell us a little bit about that process.
So ABQID, they do a cohort, I think once a year, maybe twice now, with about six companies. And their focus is really hardcore. It's basically like, are you able to go out and test your idea in the market without, you know, saying, hey, this is my idea, what do you think? You have to organically test it without telling people, you know, do you like hard kombucha? You have to organically see, do people who drink kombucha, are they mixing it with beer or hard alcohol at home? Are craft beer drinkers, you know, sometimes wishing that their beer had some other health benefit? And so, like, it's a very daunting process, actually. But it's so vital to being an entrepreneur.
And so it's more research that you're doing at that level. It's not actual taste testing or with the product. It's just testing the market to see if it's ready for a product like what you want to bring to it.
Absolutely. There's a lot of different material out there on lean development. It's really big in Silicon Valley. Places like Dropbox and other tech-based companies really, really focus on lean development. And the whole purpose of it, which is really painful when you're an entrepreneur, is you want to test your product, but the idea isn't to test your product. The idea is to understand if there's a product market fit before you even do any prototypes. So, like, basically ABQID, what they did, which was so amazing, is like, what's the simplest and cheapest way to test your idea without even building the product? They, for the longest, I don't even think throughout the whole accelerator, they didn't try our product once, which was really interesting. And the same with our winning of Miller Lite Tap the Future. I mean, it was not a taste competition. It was really, did you find a product that has a market? And so when we tested this idea with ABQID, we literally built a fake website on, or a fake Facebook page and tested it that way, just to see, you know, with the simplest click of a mouse, how interested people are. So it's really refreshing, because I think a lot of entrepreneurs get overwhelmed with the idea of building the product first, and you need to take a step back, really. And I highly encourage entrepreneurs to think that way, because investors are much more likely to invest in you if you've done your work on the market and not invested a bunch of time and energy and resources into a product that nobody wants.
Right. And it's a common sort of misconception, I think, when you go into business. Everyone thinks their idea is great, but not the rest of the world may not.
Totally.
And so this gives people the opportunity to actually really try that out. And that's a state resource, ABQID.
ABQID. Yeah, a wonderful resource. But I mean, BizMix 2, the Santa Fe Business Incubator, really, if I could say anything about being an entrepreneur, it was utilizing every single resource here from Santa Fe to northern New Mexico to Albuquerque to build a profile that was interesting. And then that allowed us to go on to get further funding down the line.
Yeah, yeah. And Los Alamos, I worked with them as well when I was working on, and they're incredible.
Yes.
I mean, an incredible resource right there. So let's talk. So how well has this done? We're running out of time, unfortunately. We're going to invite you in. We're going to get to the calendar shortly, and we're going to invite you in on that process. But I'd like to ask, how well are you doing? How's it going here in Santa Fe for you?
It's great. People are having a wonderful response to the product. I think hopefully people are enjoying our tap room, which is a tap room slash production area where you can come and see basically our brewing space. And we're just having a great time, live music on the weekends, and just started distribution. So we're really excited.
Fantastic. And where are you located if people want to go taste your beer and engage in all the festivities there?
We're located just to the right of La Montanita Co-op, so just off West Alameda.